really, really pleased with the weather in the end up. But, you know, it's not a day for talking about winners, but John Bradley from the 24/7 Club Triathlon Club, he won it, and Katrina Devine won the women's. And, you know, other than that, it really was about participation. It was about people running in memory, and, you know, that's an obvious thing to say, but that's what it was really all about. And there was many memories come flooding back into your head when you see certain families and certain people, and it's just a special occasion in that sense. And it's probably event might just going to build and build and build. And the other attraction to it is not attraction, the wrong word, but people sign the wall of remembrance, the wear a ribbon, and the lit off balloons at the beginning, and there's a minute silence. So it's a kind of an occasion as much as a race, and they all came together, and it was a very enjoyable event. So what more can you ask for? And then obviously good support from the guards, and which you clearly need. And then we had everybody home safe and sound. So I can't ask for much more, and have a good team here who do a good job. So I'm very pleased about that. So a good day, and a good 10K, and I'm sure everybody did really enjoy it. So that's pretty much the story of it. You know, without making any big deal about it, that's what it was.
But I suppose it brings to the public eye as well to the fact that there are so many people being killed on the roads, and the numbers unfortunately are going up from what I hear, you know, from year on year recently. They were coming down for a long time, but they're going back up again, and that's a worry.
I just picked up on that this morning, you know, and it was National Road Victims Day, of course it was, and remembering them, but remembering actually everybody that has lost people, you know. And it's about everybody, really. You know, a loss is a loss in a family and in the community, and, you know, regardless. But certainly road victims is a big issue, and today was Road Remembrance Day. So we do this every November. It's an obvious month to do it. And, you know, we do remember them all. And, you know, I'm always touched by many people, too. You know, we had a tragic situation which began this event 4 years ago with Shane Bonner. He was a student at LYIT. He was one of my senior men on my senior team. Had been in a one in Donegal, one in county senior team, and then from Conway, and tragically was killed on the road above Lurgy Brack. And that kind of prompted us to get the thing kicking off. And for us, it brings a focus for us as well. And I think it's good for his family, but it's also good for then we branched it out into a different perspective indeed, and people have responded. So that's really it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think it's taking roots all over the country. Tyr Connolly, I see it run this morning as well. So it's good to see it, you know, as you say, growing around the country.
And, you know, another thing that's very encouraging as well, you know, it brings families together. I find that today as well. I find that in the last couple of years, mate. It brings families together. It brings people together, you know, extended families together. They enjoy being with each other, and, you know, and then there's community, a link in it as well, you know, people from the community directly, neighbours and that kind of stuff, and people who generally, a lot of, you know, I would say 60-70% of the people there today have never done a 10K or anything. So it went on for about 2 hours because a lot of people walked it, you know, so it was we were lucky with the weather, you know, because we were blessed with the weather.
Yeah, bad in the morning, well, at least a bit frosty, but thereafter it turned quite good. Okay, you did do a report, and we'll play it again from the Northwest. Competitors doing well in the Ulster Awards.
Aye, they did pretty well in the Ulster Awards, and you have the recording on that, and, you know, of course, the Olympic people were acknowledged, and then the youth people were acknowledged, and others, younger athletes, were acknowledged, you know, from the numerous clubs. So you have that report. So that was a nice night for Donegal. Donegal very prominent in the award ceremony, in the overall context of the award ceremony, they should be as well. And then I was just making the point yesterday too, Miles, that, you know, Donegal cross country, and I said it the last week, Donegal cross country is now over and done and dusted, and we're moving on to national. And isn't it just so interesting how the years cut by, and, you know, we move from one thing to the other, and there'll be no time, please God, when we're all just talking about indoor aesthetics, and then we're outdoors again and all of that. And we look then to see how our elite athletes out of the county are doing, and we'll not really know that until we get into 2017 and so on. So that's where it's at. Rio is dead and gone. Now they're thinking about London. There's going to be a big hype about the World Championships in London, of course. It's a sellout. It'll be Bolt's last hurrah, as it were. And You know, he's been mighty, unbelievably mighty for the sport, you know, as an icon for the sport at a very, very, very difficult time for athletics. And, you know, he's kind of, I use the word inverted commas, he saved us really. And, you know, because of the profile that he has given the sport,